Hello, and welcome to the Art of Selling Online Courses. We are here to share winning strategies and secret hacks from top performers in the online course industry. My name is John Ainsworth, and today's guest is Monica Badu. Monica's a mum in training with an insatiable curiosity for paper art, psychology, and all things digital marketing. She is our in-house copywriting chief and copy coach. She specializes in sales copywriting for online course creators who want to produce copy that speaks to their ideal customer and generates conversions. She has made our clients millions of dollars. Oh my God, she's so good. So today we're going to be talking with Monica about Christmas promotions, whether to send them, when to send them, what to say, and common issues that you might be facing. Before we start learning from Monica about that, though, I want to give you a Christmas present. I want to give you the opportunity to get a Christmas present for yourself. Give your own Christmas bonus. So this year, what I'd like you to do is take the opportunity to apply for our profit increase report. So go to pimpyourfunnel.com, fill in the report, and we are going to create for you a personalized profit increase report about your business, how much more money you could make from different funnel elements, what to do, what the quickest win is, how much more money you can make. And you can implement it. Some of these things you can implement straight away, and you could be making more money next week. You can do this stuff and get yourself a Christmas bonus, whatever that nice present is you want for you or your family. Do this, use that extra money, and buy it for them. Have a great time with it. Monica, welcome to the show.
It's great to be back.
Monica actually recorded an episode of the podcast without me, which is very exciting, with Adrian Savage. Or is that just your joke? I don't know how his last name is said.
I don't want to answer that question, but if you go into the archive, you can find it, and it's really good, is how not to get your emails into the spam box, which is very good. And he's one of the very few people I have listened to when it comes to improving deliverability and not making your emails disappear into the vast Google algorithms or whatever. So he's actually very good. Yeah. And I also have a second one coming up. It's with Kyle Jordan, and it's about writing welcome sequences that make money.
Nice. So go back and have a listen to Monica's episode with Adrian if you're interested in keeping your emails out the spam folder. But today we're going to be talking about Christmas promotions. So should you do it? Is it worth having a sale or promotion in December?
I say yes. And there are a couple of reasons, and I can totally hear a lot of people cringing, but after Black Friday, aren't people sick of it? Who's going to open my emails? Aren't people just like busy with, you know, drinking eggnog and opening gifts? Well, to some extent, yes. But at the same time, we're at the point in like the humankind where we're going to spend every minute we can on our phones, regardless of what's happening around us. So I think it's worthwhile because people are going to be connected to the internet. The majority of audiences are going to be having a phone, a laptop. They're going to enjoy the free time they have from work on doing other stuff. Some of them are actually going to be working. So it kind of depends on who your audience is and what they're doing during the holidays. But bottom line, yes, I think it is worth it.
I hear this whole, I find it fascinating, the whole build up to Christmas. Everyone's so excited about Christmas. And then actually like Christmas Day, Boxing Day, all of the stuff that I hear from people, and it's not close friends, but the stuff I kind of hear through, you know, friends of friends or things on Facebook, if I go on there, is about like, that how people are just so sick of spending time with their family and just like how they nearly got in fights and it's just driven them crazy and they had to hang out with great aunt Esmeralda and she got pissed on the sherry again and it was a nightmare. And it's like, oh my God, it's only so much Christmas that people can handle. So I totally can see that people are then grabbing their phones back out again and having a scroll through and look at their emails.
Well, you could definitely use buying a new course as an excuse for ditching your family, and that's like I'm putting it in bad words, but no, it's actually psychologically speaking, a lot of people are going home for the holidays. So they're going to be traveling. There's a lot of stress involved. There's always like little time available for doing all of this. If you see your family very, very little throughout the year, there's obviously going to be a lot of unresolved issues. And those issues usually obviously rise to the surface when you meet in person. So yeah, that's actually an important aspect to know about your audience. How are they going to spend the holidays? Will they be spending it with family? What role are they playing in the family? If they're like the primary caregiver, like the mom, she has to cook, she has to clean, she has to figure out the groceries, she has to figure out shopping, she has to entertain people. What's her day going to be like? When is she actually going to have time to watch your email? And how is your email going to help her throughout the day? Because that's super important. Ideally, you don't throw emails at your audience unless they are actually valuable. And throughout the holidays, you can use this emotional angle to connect with your audience and to kind of support them as they navigate the very stressful part of the holidays.
That's some high-level shit you're talking about here, Monica. Let's unpick that a little bit. So what you're saying is it's not just about the promotion. It's about how do you have the right angle and how do you make sure the emails are actually appealing to the people who are reading them? Okay. Here is the biggest thing that I hear from people about sending lots of email promotions. So I don't even think we send a lot. We send 2 a month. I've got friends who send 4 a month. It's just like, whatever. But the thing that I hear from everybody is, oh, I'm worried about being too salesy, too spammy. Everybody will unsubscribe. And what I say to people again and again and again, and I'm saying this to you, dear listener, as you listen today, is don't send shit emails. That's the problem. Send emails that people want to get, even if they don't buy. Because on any given email promotion, 99.7% of people on average are not going to buy from that email. Or from that whole promotion, never mind just from one email. So make sure the emails are good, that they're actually helpful and useful and give value so people want to receive them and they build up trust as well as making the sale to the 0.3% of people who do buy. So let's go back to the bit you said about having an angle about it and delivering value. Could you unpick that for us a little bit? Like, what do you mean by an angle? And then what might that angle be?
Okay, so the easiest way I can explain this is with an example. Let's say you sell courses that help parents not lose their shit with their kids when they're very tired and stressed and having to deal with a lot of things. And enter Christmas, which is like, I don't want to say the word, but it's a major 4 letters show. So how can you help your parents, your potential students throughout that time? And remember that those people subscribe to your list. So to some extent, they have used something from you before. They follow you because they have some trust. They follow you because, I know, you maybe have the transformation they're seeking. So that's your angle. The situation is your parents, your potential students are stressed. Christmas is gonna be even more stressful. How do they keep themselves calm so that they don't yell, burst out, or, you know, mess up the holidays for the kids? Because that's like every parent's nightmare, traumatizing the children so that they're going to need therapy when they're grown ups.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember my dad storming out the room. Yeah. And we were probably little shits, right? But, you know, I still remember happening. Okay. So I get it on that one, right? So that's a good example. If you're selling stuff for parents about how to spend time with the kids, look after the kids better, like have a better relationship with the kids, then you focus on that angle. Let's try something else. What about if you're selling courses about dog training? How would that, what would be your angle there? What might be
your angle? So think about what happens for people who have dogs. If they're going to host a dinner party, what happens to the dog? Does the dog have specific issues like reactivity, or I know he just doesn't like kids, or I know high sounds, or I know a lot of people yelling, cheering. What can you do in the time you have ahead of Christmas or ahead of that Christmas dinner, what can you do to help your dog be prepared for that? Or what can you do to create like a calmer setting for that? Maybe you just didn't know that your dog behaves the way he behaves because sounds drive him mad.
All right. All right. Good one. I'm going to try another angle. What about if you're selling a course about Google shopping ads?
Oh, that's awesome. So remember how I said that we spend a lot of time on our phones? So course creators are not the only people who are selling stuff during Christmas. Like, it's Christmas, people buy gifts. It's Christmas equal buying gifts, right? So your Google shopping ads, they're gonna be very important if you're a business owner or an agency that uses them to drive revenue or leads. So what can you do to prepare your ads for the influx of traffic? Or maybe it's not an influx. Maybe you're gonna see less traffic or higher costs. What can you do right now to make sure that even during Christmas, you're gonna see profit or good performance with those ads? Because maybe there are some secrets happening there that you don't really know. Maybe some hacks, some things. You're trying to like throw a difficult
one. I'm trying to. You're too good. I need to check if you know. Fuck, maybe you need a pay rise. You're too good, Monica.
I could even give roadmaps. Like, it's not just about the problem they would have. It's also like, create a roadmap. And this leads into a really good question, which is, when should I start my Christmas promotion, right? Because that's a big one for many people. So figure out what's the minimum time needed to get the minimum outcome possible out of your course. And when's the problem going to hit the peak? Is it going to be on Christmas Day? If that's so, then take a few days before that to warm up the audience, teach them, sell to them, and give them a few days to actually have some time to enter the course and see what they can do with it in a very short time period, so that they have the tools or the information or the knowledge or whatever for when the problem hits its peak, whether it's before Christmas, during Christmas, or after Christmas. So that's something you and your audience know.
So there could be, let's imagine it's one about, I don't know, fitness. Then most people start their fitness plans in the new year, right? You're probably not going to start it over Christmas, but you could do a Christmas promotion where you're like, you start to help people get set up for the new year. Or maybe you have content in there about how not to put on too much weight over Christmas. You know, like, here's how to manage to limit the, here's some exercises you can do so that you don't get too far out of shape when you're away from the gym. Or here's some like lower calorie things that you could make that are going to start, or some different drinks that you could have so that you don't, you know. And then another angle might be like, here's how you can start getting prepared so that in January you're ready to stick to your New Year's resolution instead of not getting it this year.
You can actually have two promotions for that.
Yeah.
So we actually have a fitness course creator in our group coaching program. And we just talked about this last week. So one of the biggest problems people have when it comes to their workout routine is not being able to actually have a routine. And if you've started and you're doing well, the holidays, they're just going to mess that up.
Yeah.
Because kids don't go to school. People are coming over. There's shopping to do, cleaning, cooking, all that stuff. So your routine is going to be messed up. And if you break the habit, it's going to take a long time to go back on that habit. So what you can do in the first part of the actual month is to prepare people for either when their routine is going to be broken, or show them how it is possible to keep up with their routine, even though the program, the schedule is going to be really chaotic. You can even have like a challenge if you want. Sign up for the December fitness challenge so that you can actually get some daily workouts, even though everything is going to be mad around you. So there are many ways to integrate this. The idea is to understand your audience's biggest problem in December, what their context is going to be like and how you can actually help them. And it's not about something that's going to happen 3 months from now. It's a small outcome that they can get in that month for the problem they have right now.
Yeah. And so those emails that you're sending out in December, let's say it's about, you know, the dog training, right? And it's about Christmas Day. So you're sending it out a little bit in advance so that people would take the course, whatever. The emails themselves, first of all, you're bringing that up and talking to people about the fact that this is a problem for dogs. So that's helpful, kind of helping bring the awareness to the problem. But you're also like providing value in those emails as well, right? Even if they don't buy the course.
Yeah, obviously. So an email doesn't have to give
them
everything.
It's not obvious to everybody, Monica. It's not obvious to everybody.
So in my opinion, a good email is an email that opens a new perspective. So let's say you have a dog and you are thrilled about the idea of having people over, and at the same time, you are terrified about it because you know your dog is not going to like it. You know that people are going to try to feed him food that he's not supposed to eat. You know that he's going to, you know, whine, cry, bark, whatever. You are both thrilled and terrified about that. So a lot of people don't think that they can have both. Mm-hmm. So one email could just open their eyes towards, hey, here's this third option that you never thought you actually had. And if you add towards the end, you can have a soft sell if you want. And if you, need more guidance, if you need something, the benefit that your course offers, then go to this button right now and see everything that's included. We've helped 300,000 dog owners so far. Maybe you're going to be next, the next one, something like that. So you don't have to be ring the alarms. Our course is on sale. Get it now so that you and your dog are going to have an amazing Christmas together. It doesn't have to be like that.
You're so good. Oh my God. Okay. So I want to just do a little plug here. So the stuff that Monica's talking you through today is the stuff that she does with our group coaching clients in our program. So we've got a program called the Instant Course Sales Program. I don't talk about it probably as much as I should on the podcast. But as part of that, we have calls every week and Monica leads on one of those and she goes through with people and helps them to understand like, okay, so what's your promotion for next month? Let's talk through like some of the angles that you could have for your emails. So where she's doing it here is like a few different examples. If you're in the program, you actually get to work with Monica and go through and get that support every single month on like, okay, well, what's the angle going to be this week? What's the angle going to be next month? What kind of promotion we're going to do, et cetera, which is part of why our average client going through that increases revenue 428%, which is just like, oh, it's so much fun to watch. I was looking at some of the results yeah. Yes, it sent me through recently about like one of the clients we've got and what they've been making like this on Black Friday. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah. Okay.
It's amazing to see the transformation. And by the way, you thought you'd challenge me with like three examples. We have people in the group coaching area who teach about astronomy. We have people who teach parents how to do art with kids. We have people who teach people how to convert regular vans into like a normal van you can travel with and work from. We have people who teach about fitness and healthy living. There's so much stuff in there. You'd need a lot more time to find something that would
challenge you. All right. What else do we need to talk through to help people understand? So we've talked about the angle. We've talked about delivering value. We've talked about using emails to describe like a specific problem they might have during the holidays, giving them opportunities to improve. Talk to me a little bit about like what just... not everybody remembers the whole kind of model that we use for doing email promotions. So can you give everybody very quickly, like 2-3 minutes, the framework overall for what emails they might send out, let's say over a course of a week?
Okay, so it's actually over the course of like 9 days, let's okay. call it that, it's easier. Yep. So we start with a stage that we called warm up. It's basically three emails that deliver massive value. They raise the awareness towards the problem they have right now. They give a quick hack. They try to show the person reading this that they're not alone in the problem they have and that there is a way out of it. Those are not salesy at all. They just kind of beautifully link together so that they create a story that people would want to follow. After these three emails, we'd enter the normal promotion sequence, which in some cases for some people, it's like six emails, nine emails. It kind of depends on your audience. We start with an announcement email. Hey, this thing is on sale right now. You have this problem. Go check it out. You can also get these bonuses or whatever. Then we have logic. Why does it make logically sense for the person reading this to get this course right now? Why is it important in December for them to learn to learn Spanish? Because maybe they're visiting their spouse's family who speaks Spanish and they don't. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to be awkward. What's a fear they have? That would be email number three. And fears can be personal fears, like, I don't know if I can actually speak Spanish. I don't know if I can actually be confident hearing myself speak Spanish. It could be a fear about the actual framework. I don't believe I can learn Spanish from an online course. So those are just like three examples. Then we could advance with like an email that answers all the objection. We call that the frequently asked questions. We could have another email that talks about what's a potential outcome, what's a potential future if the person reading this email is going to try this course. And then we're going to the going emails, which would be like the last 2 days of the promotion. And regularly people talk about urgency and scarcity, 48 hours left before this amazing discount expires. Or you could go the advanced way and bring up some more fears they have. Like, what if I don't like this? What if this is not going to work for me? You can talk about the money back guarantee you have. What if, I don't know, am I the only one doing this? Who else has tried it? And you can use social proof and testimonials and case studies to address that fear as well. So in a nutshell, those would be the main emails you'd have in an email promotion.
And even if you don't follow that perfectly, the way that Monica's laid it out, and you don't get everything exactly right, it's still fine. Just like if you're doing anything close to that, you're so much further ahead than like 90. What percentage would you say? You've seen a lot of email promotions from other people who aren't our clients. What percentage would you say you would be ahead of if you did something kind of in that ballpark?
99.9%.
Oh, wow. Not just 99, but 99.9.
Yeah. So yeah. For the most part, if you have like one email with one button in it and regular font, not a ton of images, gifts or things screaming at you, you're going to be fine. You're going to be better than 80% of people. If you're going to have a normal conversation with the person reading this, if you're going to address the situation they're in, like talk to the person who's reading the email like it's an actual human being you want to help, you're going to be ahead of like 99.9% of people. Because like course creators, they have this amazing opportunity to actually change the life of the person who's reading this email. Mm. But most are so scared of sending and writing emails that they just shift into the, well, let's throw as much possible into one email, hoping that somebody would just going to click and that's it.
Yeah,
but it's a lot easier when you just imagine there's one person reading this email. I'm not trying to sell them something. I'm just showing what they can do if they try my course, my solution out of the 99 other solutions they might have tried or are considering.
I'm trying to think of a metaphor for like the issue that people face around this, because most people are terrified about sending emails, right? They're terrified about doing it. And the reason they're terrified is because what they have seen from everybody else and what they think they should copy is appalling and is dreadful. And what we're saying to them is, don't do it. in an appalling, dreadful way. I'm trying to think of a metaphor. I wonder if you can help with it. Like, is there anywhere else in life, is there somewhere else in life where people are seeing something that's done horribly? Or maybe we could come up with something like, you know, you want to set up your home Wi-Fi, and the guy, all the other people in your block, whenever they set up home Wi-Fi, they kill a man with an axe first. And it's like, and you think, that's what you have to do when you set up home Wi-Fi.
That's a very festive metaphor, John. Actually, you don't really need a metaphor. I've actually researched why people are so terrified of sales. And it's mostly because of how salesmanship has been portrayed in movies and books and ads throughout the last like 60 years.
Mm.
So if you go into the United States and you interview people, there were studies being made about this. What are the words that come to mind when you hear sales or a salesman? And everybody's thinking of like used car salesmen. They were being like super aggressive, super like flashy. They didn't really care about you as a customer. All they care about was selling the car. So there's no metaphor in there. It's just what we have embedded in our brains that represents sales as picked and portrayed by everything we see online, in our inbox, a TV, in movies, and all of that.
Mm.
And it used to be like that. That's the truth. Marketing used to be super sleazy and super spammy and super flashy, but it's not like that anymore. Because if you have an audience, you have a group of people who already believe in you, which gives you power and influence and also the opportunity to help people if it's right for them.
Mm. Hopefully you take this and are going to send out a Christmas promotion, and you've got some great ideas about what angle you might have and how to provide value for your audience and how many emails to send and when to send them. And you send it out, and then you're going to give yourself a second Christmas bonus from doing that. Also do go and fill out the form to get your profit increase report, pimpyourfunnel.com. Fill it out. Our team will create a report for you. If you are a bigger course creator, you've got a bigger audience, they will also do a video for you where it'll probably be Martina, and she'll go through and record a video where she goes through your homepage, your sales page, your checkout page, and actually identifies exactly for you like what changes you need to make. The report is going to show you what you need to do. It's going to be super broken down, and you're going to be able to make more money just by following what it says there. Thanks so much, Monica, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with everybody today. Much appreciated. Thank you, dear listener, for listening to us today, for bearing with my dreadful jokes and metaphors while Monica was sharing her wisdom. If you found the interview useful and you want to get future episodes, subscribe wherever you listened, and we will see you next time.